A reading from the Gospel of Mark. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterwards to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us." People of my age may remember the days pre-Vatican II when Catholics were not permitted even to enter a Protestant church, not even for a wedding or a funeral, without getting permission from a priest. Did the church really believe that other Christians were a threat to our faith? Today's gospel offers Jesus' answer to that attitude. We notice in reading the Gospels that various apostles are brought up short by Jesus from time to time for their frailties. Thomas, Peter, James, and Philip all misunderstand at times. And today even John, seemingly one of the apostles who was closest to Jesus, gets things very wrong. And this small snippet of a story we hear today has great power in it. Someone is being healed of an illness, but horror of horrors, it's by an outsider, not by one of the in-group of Jesus' disciples. And even worse for John, this healer is acting in Jesus' name. And John here tries to build a fence around the ministry of compassion. But what irony. Yesterday, you'll recall, we read about a child possessed by demons whose father had begged the disciples to cure him, and they could not. But today, there is a healer, and John wants Jesus to condemn him. Why? Because he was not following us. Us, says John, the people who have just shown that they were incapable of healing the child who was possessed. John has a very distorted understanding of the message of Jesus. Despite all the time he has spent in Jesus' company, all the teaching and examples of behavior that he's observed, even despite being present at the Transfiguration on Mount Tabor, John still thinks that the point of Jesus' ministry is about the exercise of power, that the ability to exercise or heal confers status and power on the healer. And John thought that he had the right to share that power. He wanted to claim that for his own small group. And Jesus is at pains to tell them that drawing evil and sickness from people in need is not a power that's given to just a select few. The source of goodness is not restricted to card-carrying followers of Jesus. Goodness is a gift of God, and no person or group or institution can claim jurisdiction over God's free gift. Yet history records instance after instance of efforts to exercise control over the people of God as they explore the source of goodness in ways that are perhaps not always approved by authorities. Thank goodness we do not now need to seek permission to join with other Christians in prayer, but we're aware of similar circumstances that are with us still today. But more important, even people of strong faith can have a little bit of John in us, a tendency to pride in our own closeness to God, to think that we have advice that others really need, to be just a little smug at times in our dealing with our neighbours, being exclusive rather than inclusive. Well, does that mean that anything goes, that people ought not to be open to guidance in their search for God in the world? Or that we or our church should not be aware of misguided people, misdirected practice of faith, and have the courage to speak out strongly to preserve the message of Jesus Christ? Of course not. But we need to be willing to listen to others, to recognize the genuine search for God in others, to appreciate that I alone do not have all or even half the full story. And we need to be willing to learn from others engaged on the search, even if their search seems far from our own. You know, for some reason, the church, in choosing today's gospel reading, left out the last verse of this story, and it's an important one. It's the one that clinches the answer to John and to us. Here it is. Truly I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose his reward.